Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiteley. Guys that love the game of golf, talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah!
Yeah, I should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on, because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. She likes to enjoy a beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber patent hollow metal core creates significant rifle spin while reducing side spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore. Grab fashion by the horns and look good with Bullseye Sports. Pride, excellence, uniqueness, fulfillment. Bullseye Sports is a unique golf apparel that has style, design detail, and color combinations blend seamlessly with high-performance fabric choices. Along with a custom-made apparel line, they have designed an accessory line to complement their brand. Be sure to check out the USA Patriot Polo along with other great designs. There is something for you. Looking for a custom polo? Working with UFO Tour Golf, they can take your brand to another level. Be the bull and wear Bullseye Sports. Visit www.bullseyesports.net. That is BULLZI sports.net. Unique, durable, wearable, and multifunctional. Creativity has no limits. Bullseye Sports is the official apparel line of Biggs Golf Talk.
What exactly are we talking about?
Politics.
Sports.
Education.
We'll tell you any you want to hear.
We talk, you listen.
Biggs Golf Talk.
Well, here you all are, waiting to hear my broadcast. How very nice of you.
Biggs Golf Talk.
America is talking.
Talking and talking and
yaggity yak!
Blah, blah, blah.
It's all about talk!
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Do you know who this is?
Biggs Golf Talk.
Comes highly recommended. You're gonna feel better if you talk to him.
That's the fact, Jack!
Now we'll talk.
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bullseye Sports. Grab fashion by the horn. Grant Rods. Photo Ball Marker, McNally 22, UFO Tour Golf, Ready Putt, Clean It and Sink It, Encore Golf, Be More with Encore. Connect with Biggs Golf Talk on the social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Golf Bald, Instagram. Subscribe to Biggs Golf Talk in iTunes, and we are available in the Google Play Music Store. Good morning, everybody. Our website, www.biggsgolftalk.com, B-I-G-G-S, golftalk.com. I'm Big John Vick, and the golf father, Bill Cuevas, is out in a golf tournament right now. And Billy, how you doing in that golf tournament?
I'm doing good. I'm actually at the Tampa Bay Lightning girls' tee top over here, so it's pretty cool. It's a beautiful day, and a lot of people are out for iHeartRadio, so it's a really nice day out here.
The Masters, we talked about it last week. The Masters is in full swing, and boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what. Sounds like you have windy conditions out there, just like Augusta National has in Georgia.
Oh, my goodness. The winds out here have been, and that's, I mean, we're in Florida, of course, but it's at like two or three clubs. I mean, and you hit it with like 50 yards and it goes the opposite direction. It's crazy, the winds out here.
Well, listen, I know you're busy out there, so let's get to it in the opening here. Let's get to we have a big show for you, as a matter of fact. Tony Beata from Folds of Honor will be here on Biggs Golf Talk to talk some Patriot Golf Day and Folds of Honor stuff. And Paul Cronin from Lacoste Apparel Sport will be here as well. And Billy, you know all too well what Lacoste is all about.
Yeah, I actually met them over by the show, and then saw that they're getting into really heavy into the golf wear. And I actually tried out their, the undergarments, their new undergarments. And I liked it a lot, especially here in Florida with the moisture-wicking properties that it has.
Well, let's get to our golf news, because we have a lot to get to for today's show. And our golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. They are the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in their full line of men's plus fours, or golf knickers as we know it. To complement the knickers, their company has a full line of matching socks, caps, and shirts, allowing them to deliver the complete outfit to their customer. Their customers include corporations, golf courses, school golf teams, tournaments, and avid golfers like me and Bill the Golf Father Cuevas and other golfers around the world. Hey, listen, they are committed to growing the game of golf by encouraging players to wear the game the way it was meant to be played, in golf knickers. Enter promo code BIGG, get 10% off your knickers today at golfknickers.com. And Billy, the first news story I want to talk about is Cleveland Golf has announced three new Huntington Beach Collection putter models. And Cleveland Golf focused on where scoring matters and a global leader in wedge innovation since 1979 is proud to introduce three new Huntington Beach Collection putters, Model 3, the 6C, and the 10. The new models officially launched on Friday, April 14th. And the Cleveland Golf Huntington Beach Collection is a line of milled putters with technology designed to deliver more consistent putting performance, inspired by the beautiful setting of Cleveland Golf's North America headquarters. These putters feature the classic designs that have been for generations, with modern innovations that can help any golfer improve their scoring. Billy, it sounds like Cleveland Golf doing it again, my friend.
Yeah, they do. They got some nice ones. I like that center putter, the number 6. It's a really nice putter. I like the center shaft in it. Looking forward to trying that one out.
Now, lastly, the new story that I want to talk about is Lexi Thompson ruling. It's all been on social media, and Billy, I've only found one person that really approves of how the penalty was called on social media. Other than that, I haven't found anybody that likes how that situation was handled.
You always find one person, but you know what? The majority is going to rule. 99% saying it wasn't fair. It isn't fair. She got robbed, basically. Her caddy got cheated as well, because, you know, based on what she wins, he wins. They were winners in my book. And the way that she handled it, she's even a bigger winner.
She definitely handled it with class, although the next day when they broke the news to her as she's walking between holes, she thought it was a joke at first. She's like, are you joking? This is a joke, right? But here's my issue. I don't have an issue with the penalty itself, okay? What I have an issue with is allowing a fan to call in once again to report the violation. That's what I have an issue with.
Yeah, and then the day after, it's horrible all around. I mean, the day after, and then charge it with signing the wrong scorecard. I mean, that was a slap in the face. It was a terrible call.
And here's my take on it, Billy. When she signed that scorecard, everybody in that room, including the officials, whoever attested the scorecard, thought that score was right at that time.
Yes, absolutely. I think they dropped the ball big time. There's no excuse on something like that.
Absolutely. And here's the other thing. There was an official in that group, and the official did not see it.
Nope.
And I'm sorry.
Nope, but then you got it's hard, because I'm sure a lot more people do it, you know, are doing it. You know, from the LPGA, the PGA, it doesn't matter. People, you know, you put your marker down, you go in there, you line up your putter, you do that stuff. It doesn't get exact. I don't think 99% of the time, I don't think it's going to be exactly where the ball was at when you mark it.
Right. I agree.
And it was a gimme putt.
It was a gimme putt. It really was. And here's the thing. They say it was 1 inch. I looked in, and you really have to zoom in to see the exact 1 inch. I mean, I don't even think it was one inch. It was about a quarter of the ball, or a three. Mm-hmm. You know,
it was terrible.
Yeah, it was just horrible. It was not. It wasn't all that. To take four strokes away from her. That was just ridiculous.
No, it's terrible, man. Terrible call.
The thing is, you know what? Professional golf all around needs to eliminate fans reporting infractions. It's not right. It is not right.
Nope.
Because it's biased. It's unfair because not every group has a camera on them. I mean, you and I have talked about this over and over. Last year this happened, and it's BS. Let's call it what it is.
Yep.
It's freaking BS. And you can put the letters BS and however you want to put it, but it starts with bull and it ends with T. So this is crap. And if Michael Wan doesn't change something in the LPGA, not allowing this, just as the PGA Tour needs to change it as well, you know, you just cannot allow fans to report violations. You can't do it. I mean, what's next? Are you going to be able to call the MLB and say, hey, you know what? I recorded that game from yesterday. I zoomed in. He missed the base. He shouldn't have scored that run.
Yeah, it's a terrible call, man. Absolutely. It's disgusting.
Absolutely. Listen, Billy, I know you're at the tournament, I know you're getting to the halfway house a little bit, and you know where you can join us for the Tony Biot interview. We got that coming up next with Tony Biot. I'll let you get indoors and join us for that. We'll talk to you in a little bit. But coming up next is Tony Biotta from Folds of Honor. And that has been your golf news, sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. Enter promo code BIGG to get 10% off your knickers today here on Biggs Golf Talk. Billy, we'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend.
All right, but I'll talk to you in a little bit. Bye.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? Ready Putt. It's the putter cover reinvented. Ready Putt has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid mallet, or large mallet. Ready Putt Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with Ready Putt.
For more information about Ready Putt, visit ReadyPutt.com. That is ReadyPutt.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Thoughts is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Thoughts can personalize it for you. Golf Thoughts confirms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Thoughts is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis. So to order your Golf Thoughts, visit www.golfthoughts, that's GolfDotz.com. Golf Thoughts is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Thoughts is www.golfdotz.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's BIGGJON15, you get a discount for your Golf Thoughts. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Thoughts.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network. Stitcher Radio and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. Big John Vick, Bill the Golf Father Quavis back here with you as we tee it up on 6, 7, 8, and 9. And Bill, you know, on Facebook, I get a message, actually a comment message from one Major Ed Polito from Folds of Honor, and he's a good friend of the show. We support him and love him to death because he has given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. It's one of the reasons why we can actually get up and tee off every single day or anytime we want and get out and play golf and just walk out the door and breathe the fresh air that we breathe. One of the reasons is one Major Ed Polito, Billy.
Yes, absolutely. You got to love the man.
Absolutely.
American hero.
Absolutely. So he leaves this comment. I left a comment on his Facebook post, and he says, Big John, you've got to get me on the show this week. I'm like, anytime? You know, anytime Major Ed says I got to get Folds of Honor on the show this week, well, I get the Folds of Honor on the show that week. Because, hey, listen, you know, the last time we had Major Ed Polito on the show, well, what was from PGA Merchandise Show, but before that we did the live show from Indianapolis, Indiana. And
yep.
I think
yep.
Major Ed was the host of the show, and we were just his supporting cast.
Yep.
Which was great.
The way he usually is, you know how he takes over real quick.
Absolutely. Well, he said one of the things that we have to do this week was get Tony Beata. He's the VP of Patriot Golf Day for the Folds of Honor. And Major Ed says one of the things we had to do was talk to Tony and have Tony on the show. And I said, anytime. Tony's a great guy. He does great things. Yeah. And what he has done and taken Patriot Golf Day from Dan Rooney and really taking it as his baby now, and it's now the baby of the whole organization. But Tony has done a great job and breaking records each and every single year with Patriot Golf Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce the great one himself, Tony Beata, here on Biggs Golf Talk. Tony, welcome into Biggs Golf Talk, my friend.
Hey, Big John and Bill. Hey, great to be on your show. You know, just want to thank you guys for always promoting Folds of Honor and putting us up there at the forefront, and especially our families. That's who it's all about.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Now, you are actually in Augusta this week for the Masters, and now looks like the weather is not really cooperating too much out there. It looks like it could be above par winner. We said this during the commercial break. I love when the number one slot is at par or at a plus one or two to win that tournament. That's how difficult Augusta National is, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, John. It's going to be real difficult for the players this week. If the forecast holds up like they're saying it's going to be, the first 2 days are going to be really difficult. The beauty of Augusta National is the way it drains, though. So, you know, it'll be in great condition for the weekend when the weather gets better. But they're going to struggle, I think, for the first couple of days just because it's not just going to be rain, but it's going to be wind, too. And when the wind's blowing at Augusta, the scores are high.
Now, Tony, there's a purpose why, and I jokingly said whenever Major Ed wants to come on the show, he's always got a spot. And I mean that, but we always joke about it. You know, when he says, hey, get me on. Okay, no problem. Yes, sir. No problem, sir. I got you, sir. But there is a purpose. You guys and the Folds of Honor is in Augusta right now for a purpose. Talk about it.
Yeah, we're here for three fundraisers, actually, and we're very excited about it. We're going to be at the Azalea House this evening, and there's going to be plenty of disabled veterans there, and we're going to honor those guys and try and raise some money for Folds of Honor for our families. And we have another two events tomorrow, one with PGA Magazine. We'll have 250 PGA professionals from all over the country who have headed to Augusta to watch the Masters. So we're going to have an event at Champions Retreat with them. And then the third one's going to be at Westlake Country Club with one of our new partners. Hopefully we're working on this one. We haven't sealed a deal with them yet, but it's True Golf and they're a simulator company. So we're hopes to have a partnership with them and raise a little money at the same time. So we're in for 2 days quick, but we're going to have three fundraisers within 2 days. And we really need it because we just finished our scholarship season last Friday. And overwhelming record amount of applications again this year after last year. And it seems like the Quick Trip 500 and all the activations that we have all over the country are bringing more and more notoriety to Folds of Honor. And when the notoriety comes, so there's the excess in applications. And I don't know if you guys are aware, but just last year we gave out 2,877 scholarships, $13.6 million. And as great as that all sounds, and Patriot Golf Day also had a record year with $7,062,000. And it, like I said, as great as that all sounds, we still couldn't fund 300 kids and spouses. And
wow.
It looks like we're going to have that same, you know, difficulty again this year. So, you know, we're asking all of your listeners if you can participate in Patriot Golf Day or run a Patriot Golf Day event, a golf tournament, any kind of fundraiser to help us out, we sure would appreciate it because the need is great.
Yeah.
You know, Tony, and Billy and I have talked about this over and over again and how easy, by the way, it is. You guys actually provide a resource for people to, you know, put on events and everything else. Talk about what you guys did for 2017 as far as if somebody wanted to put on a Patriot Golf Day, maybe a Patriot Bowling Day, maybe a Patriot Volleyball Day, whatever it is, some fundraising event, you guys have actually provided a resource at the Folds of Honor website. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's just as easy as going on the Folds of Honor website, and you can start your own fundraising page. Of course, you can find my contact information at tbiata@foldsofhonor.org. That's T-B-I-A-T-A at foldsofhonor.org. Contact me, and we'll get you our Patriot Golf Day kit. We can send you to our assets page where you can get videos and testimonials, fact sheets, logos, everything that you need to create a golf event. And we'll advise you the entire way and just help you along with it. And of course, we're going to suggest that you go to a PGA-recognized golf facility where you have a PGA member there can help you with the golf tournament. But it's just really easy to do. And, of course, one of my favorites is to have a golf marathon. They're really simple to do, and you just take pledges. You can advertise them for about a month or two in advance, take pledges from the local community, and go out and play as many holes of golf as you can in one day. And we have a lot of marathons across the country for us, and they're very lucrative. People do a great job for us.
You know, Billy, I just thought of something just now, and I haven't even discussed this with you off the air, but I just thought of something when he talked about golf marathon. Remember I had mentioned that there's a chance I'm going to be up there that Sunday before the event?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why don't we go ahead and do a golf marathon that Sunday?
I mean, I'm in. You know me.
I think we really need to look into that. I think we really need to look into that and do a golf marathon on that July 30th, that Sunday, and see if we get a golf course that allow us to golf as many holes as we can that day and raise some money for the Folds of Honor before the big event of the Patriots shootout at Indiana. I think that would be a great pre-event for us to do and see whoever wants to join us for it.
Yeah, we should talk.
I love the idea.
Yeah, I think it'd be a really great idea. We could talk to Big Mike about the different golf courses out there that might entertain us doing it.
If there's any listeners that's interested in doing that, make sure you send me an email, biggsgolftalk@gmail.com, biggsgolftalk@gmail.com. If you want to join Billy and us that Sunday, and we're gonna look into all the information that we need for it and everything else. Tony's going to probably help us get everything going on the website and everything else, and I think that's a great idea. What do you think, Tony?
Yeah, guys. I mean, you can just go right to Folds of Honor, click Patriot Golf Day, and you can create your own fundraising page. It's really, really easy, and it's very user-friendly. And, you know, I got a guy right now I was talking to just last week, and he was telling me how he does a speed marathon. And this is really something really cool. He does 200 holes of golf and as fast as he possibly can. And one of his fastest rounds, he played 9 holes in 27 minutes.
Woo! No practice swings.
And No. He's running in between shots. He's got people out ahead of him, clearing the golf course for him and literally running from shot to shot. And that's the whole deal, too, is he gets people to pledge on how fast he can play these golf holes. You know, how much will they give him if he completes 9 holes in under 30 minutes? And how many birdies? What will you give me for birdies and eagles? And, you know, there's a whole bunch of ways to raise money through a golf marathon.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, one of our best ones is in South Carolina down in near just outside of Beaufort. And Billy Sampson runs it for us. So last year he raised just a little over $70,000.
Wow.
Excellent. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yep.
That is awesome.
Yep. He's got a great support from his membership, and they just take great care of him, you know? So, really cool.
Tony, I mean, as we all know, scholarships are not cheap, and that's probably one of the reasons why you guys can't really do the many applications as you want to do, because the money's just not there. So, we know scholarships are very expensive and very costly. Can you let the listeners know, those that don't know, out of their donations, how much of $1 goes to the scholarships?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And right now we're being audited for 2016 because charities are always 1 year behind with the audits. But our 2015 audit is public, and we were 90-10 with that, with our ratio with that one. And our cumulative ratio, which means from 2007 right up until 2015, was 86-14. So we'd like to think that we're pretty good stewards of the money. It's just that the demand has been so heavy that it's hard to keep up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I got a private message one this is months ago, about asking me about another organization. I'm sure you know which organization I'm talking about that was under scrutiny for whatever reasons, you know, somebody that within the organization didn't handle the money very well. But so they asked me, is the Folds of Honor for real? I said, you know what? I would put my house, I would put my savings account, I would put everything that I believe in, that the Folds of Honor is as real as it gets. And you just confirmed that when you said 90-10, because, and that's 90 cents on the dollar going towards the recipient, towards a scholarship. So, you know, that is just great, great. And Billy, you and I have seen it firsthand on how, you know, we have talked to recipients. We've had recipients on the show, and they talk about the generosity, and they talk about how the process was easy and, you know, being accepted. Mm-hmm. And once they are accepted, and it just how the Folds of Honor is just so great to them and everything else. And Tony, you know, thank you so much, because I mean, you took over this. I mean, Dan Rooney started this since year one, and we've been supporters of it. And you came aboard, and you really took it as your baby, and you've done a great, great job, Tony.
That's really kind of you, John. But I will tell you, we have a great team. We couldn't do it without all of us. Major Ed Toledo is a fundraising machine.
Yeah, he is.
What's crazy is that, I mean, Major Ed Toledo, a lot of people don't realize this, but he's on the road more than the President of the United States. And you can Google it. The President's on the road about 172 days a year, and Major Ed is on the road 220 days a year.
Yep.
I mean,
he's an amazing man with a great supportive family. Yeah. Yes, he is.
Exactly, Bill. He stops home, he changes his clothes.
Yeah.
Picks up some fresh ones, and he's back out on the road again. I mean, and his family is so supportive of him, and it's difficult, you know, to raise a family being on the road. And he does such a great job at it. He's always in touch with his wife, Karen, and his two girls, Caitlin and Kinsley, and just a great man and a great family.
Yes, he is.
He almost lost his life, guys. Yes. We all know that.
Yep.
He was on the battlefield. His leg was being held together by some muscle and some tendon, and he was literally bleeding to death. And God could have easily taken him. He had shrapnel wounds to his head, throughout his body. He had a gunshot wound to his left arm. And you would think that, you know, it's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord had a bigger purpose for Ed Toledo.
Yes, he did.
I mean, he's not just an advocate for Folds of Honor. He's an advocate for every military person who has been disabled. And, of course, he is the voice of those who never came home.
Yes, he is.
He's the voice of the fallen. So,
yes, he is.
And he takes that very seriously. But, you know, to be around him and see the kind of man that he is and how he just loves life every day. He's just a shining example of, you know, there's an old saying that you only live once. Well, I kind of disagree with that. You die once. You have to live every day.
Yes.
Major Ed is a man who absolutely lives every day to the fullest because he saw the alternative.
You know, there's a lot of people that's getting into the Masters bracket and picking winners and getting into this stuff, and there's money involved. Let's be honest. There's money involved. I challenge everybody that has paid money into a bracket that if you can pay money into a bracket, please equal the amount that you put into that bracket to the Folds of Honor, because you are truly picking a winner when you donate to the Folds of Honor. And Tony, how can people do so?
It's just like I said, there's many ways of doing it. You can go on our website, you can click donate now, and it'll take you, just follow the prompts to do that. You can call our foundation. It's 918-274-4700. Our address is 5800 North Patriot Drive, Owosso, Oklahoma, 74055, if you wanted to send us a check. And we never put dollar amounts on people. We're grateful no matter what kind of donation we receive. And we have people that will give us $10 a month, $13 a month. We have people who send us, you know, little kids who send us their,
yes,
change out of their piggy bank, and they all get a thank you from Major Dan, and we all let them know how grateful we are to help these military families, and if we just couldn't do it without the donors out there, and they help us every single day.
You know, my most favorite memory is with about Folds of Honor. Billy, was this past year, because you and I got to rub elbows. We got to hang out with Major Dan Rooney, Major Ed Polito. We got to hang out with Wesley Baugus and Ginger Gilbert Rivala and some recipients and Mike and Mama Daggett, Papa Daggett. And that is the greatest memory, because we got to drink Budweiser together, all of us, breaking bread and drinking beer together. And that was just one of my greatest moments of my whole life, because what you guys do at the Folds of Honor, Tony, is really close to my heart. And my dad served in the military. I just got nothing but respect for the military. I was never brave enough to join the military. Never was brave enough to serve. And I figured, you know what? I may not have been brave enough to serve or be in the military or fight a war or serve my country as I should have, but damn it, I could make it up now and be the American that I can be and support this great organization.
Well, and you're right, John. But you know what? You don't have to put a uniform on to be an American patriot. And that's what separates us from the other countries in this world, and especially the ones that are our bitter enemies. You know, we respect life. We respect our way of life. And we respect the people that are left behind. And I don't think there's a more patriotic country in the world. And, of course, we're going to be a little bit biased because we're all Americans. But there is no more patriotic country in the world than the United States of America. It's the greatest country in the world. We all know it, and we all believe it.
Yeah, we do.
And, you know, you can support your country, and you are. You guys raise money for Folds of Honor, so you're being a patriot. You're helping those military families. There's many ways to serve. And I just thank you guys for literally putting your money where your mouth is, because a lot of people can say, oh, Folds of Honor this, Folds of Honor that. It's a great organization. And then, you know, they go about their business the next day. And you guys are not only talking about us and saying good things about us, but then you're turning around and helping people do events, aiding, bringing your show to the events, and helping to publicize those things for us. I mean, that's important.
Yep.
And it certainly gives us the awareness that we have now all over the country.
And you know what, the show,
do it without you.
The show and the network and everybody, you know, Lake County Sports Network, myself, Bill the Godfather Cuevas, we come down there and we donate our service. We do not charge them for the show whatsoever. It's all donated services. So if we can definitely do that, you out there can do that as well. And by the way, as I said earlier, if you want to be a part of that golf marathon that Billy and I plan on trying to get it together that Sunday before the Patriot shootout, email me, BigsGolfTalk@gmail.com. Message me on Facebook. Get a hold of me any kind of way you need to get a hold of me if you want to be a part of it, because Billy and I would want you to be a part of it. And, Billy, I think that's something we really need to look into, my friend.
Yeah, and we'll get Doc on board, too.
Absolutely.
We'll get him down early.
Tony, I got to ask you this question. Who's your winner for the Masters?
I like Justin Thomas. I really like
him. I do, too.
I think he's got the game for Augusta. I think he's got the patience for it. If his putter gets hot, he could do it. I also like Henley. I like Henley because he just won this week, and he had a great putter all week long. And he stayed four shots ahead of Ricky, and Ricky put some pressure on him, but he still won the event. So, you know, keep your eyes on him, too, because you got to have a great putter to win the event.
Yep, I agree. Hey, listen, Tony, we're going to let you go. We're short on time here on Biggs Golf Talk. Thank you so much for taking time out at Augusta National and talking about it. And you have as much fun as you can have out there, my friend.
Thanks a lot, guys. Love you guys. And, you know, freedom isn't free, and God bless the United States of America. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
Love you too, bye.
Billy, I got to tell you, man, Tony Biotta is a great guy, VP of Patriot Golf Day, and he's really taken the reins to that, and he's done a great job.
Yes, he has.
Making a turn here on Biggs Golf Talk. We'll be right back right after this.
Early to rise, went through the pregame routine. Hit drives for more than just show. Yelled four to warn for balls unseen. And approached with a long way to go. Time to make the turn. First half is done. Time to make the turn. More fun to come. If only we had more gizmos and gadgets, we might not have been sat in the sand. The cart girls' drinks strained our budgets, but we got a birdie in the hand. Time to make the turn. First half is done. Time to make the turn. More fun to come. For a quick pit stop, add up damage from the front nine. Get food and drink, and we're not talking pop. Head out knowing the back will be fine. Time to make the turn. First half is done. Time to make the turn. More fun to come. Turn. First half is done. Time to make the turn. More fun to come.
The Spider Divot Tools' revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket, the Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider Tool from InstaGolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGGGOLFTALK to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by InstaGolf. That's instagolf.net, InstaGolf.net.
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber patent hollow metal core creates significant rifle spin while reducing sight spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for their loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
It's time for your Golf Life Report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life Report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper. We all watch golf tournaments on TV. Some of us have even attended several in person. Golf Life attended one of these events and talked with several pro golfers on tour about equipment support they get from their sponsors.
Every week out here is eye-opening. You come out here, whether it's the driving range, the putting green, the golf course, you have perfect conditions, you have brand new golf balls to hit, you have the best players in the world.
Everything's about 10 times bigger. You know, there's more people, there's more fans, there's more stuff going around, there's a lot more people tugging on you, pulling on you, wanting the autographs, wanting things from you.
There's so many more people out here wanting to help you and trying to do everything they can for you. And I mean, that's one of the perks, I guess you could say, for the PGA Tour.
It's new and it's fun and it's new toys and they can tinker. And our job is just to try to keep them focused on what they're out here for, because this year goes by quick.
The difference between the Mini Tour and the PGA Tour is you have unbelievable resources at your fingertips every single week.
The Nationwide Tour, that you don't have quite the, you still get a pretty good amount of equipment, don't get me wrong, but you know, it's not like the PGA Tour treatment.
They're looking for a certain thing, and our job is to find that certain thing and dial them in with it.
Former Ryder Cup team member Jeff Overton has seen improvement in his game since joining Cleveland Golf.
With Jeff, he swings the club so shallow and enters the club so shallow into the turf that with bounce, he was picking everything thin. So we had to not bounce off so he could actually get the golf club into the turf and hit the middle part of the face.
I struggled a little bit early last year. I had a little too much bounce on my irons, and you know, I'm a person that comes in really, really shallow at the ball, and so my club wasn't getting into the ground, allowing the ball to get up high enough on the face. So we were just, kind of shaved down the bottom of it a little bit, and just took some bounce off.
Having the backing and support of a company like Cleveland Srixon Golf is an important part of not only making the tour, but staying on the tour. Support from Cleveland Golf is a major factor in helping these players reach their full potential.
What's nice out here is they have their big trailers that they tug around to each week, you know, and you could be sitting there hitting golf balls, and if the ball's not flying quite high enough or it's flying too much left to right or something, they can walk the 30 steps to their trailer and they can tweak or bend your club or do what they might need to do and bring it right back out, and you can make some golf swings, and 99 times out of 100 they tweak it the right way.
Working with Rob and working with Will and the guys that work out on the PGA Tour van, it's a great experience. You know, they know their stuff, and whenever you explain something to them and you know you're struggling with a certain thing, they can go back in the tour van making a few adjustments and really square it away where you can play your game to the best of your abilities.
For me, you know, it was a little bit struggle early, but you know, like I said, you know, Rob's been great, and just been working so hard and helping me out, and everything is just perfect. It's awesome. I love it.
The secret's still in the dirt, as Hogan said. It's not in these trailers, and our job is to get them, like I said, set up in their equipment right, get them dialed in, and let them go play golf.
Don't forget to check your local listings and see when Golf Life's April episode is airing near you. You won't want to miss it. As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and travel features, and PGA player profiles, check out golflife.com or follow us on facebook.com/golflife or on Twitter @golflife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report, brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports station, so check your local listings on your cable networks for availability, or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this. Grab fashion by the horns and look good with Bullseye Sports. Pride, excellence, uniqueness, fulfillment. Bullseye Sports is a unique golf apparel that has style, design detail, and color combinations blend seamlessly with high-performance fabric choices. Along with a custom-made apparel line, they have designed an accessory line to complement their brand. Be sure to check out the USA Patriot Polo along with other great designs. There is something for you. Looking for a custom polo? Working with UFO Tour Golf, they can take your brand to another level. Be the bull and wear Bullseye Sports. Visit www.bullseyesports.net. That is BULLZI sports.net. Unique, durable, wearable, and multifunctional. Creativity has no limits. Bullseye Sports is the official apparel line of Biggs Golf Talk.
In the folded flag, we see the heavy price of freedom.
Nearly 9 out of 10 dependents of America's fallen and disabled soldiers do not qualify for federal scholarship assistance. The Folds of Honor closes that gap, already providing over 10,000 scholarships. Join us in this noble mission. Donate today at foldsofhonor.org. This is your call to duty.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. Or I should say, welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. Now, Big John Vick with you here on Biggs Golf Talk, and as we tee it up here on 16, 17, and 18, now Billy had to run. I don't know if he's going to get back to us, but he was in the middle of a golf tournament earlier in the show, and he is out there in a golf tournament right now. He just texted me during the commercial break saying it's running a little late, so hopefully he'll be able to join us during the interview, because he all knows about my next guest as we tee it up here on 16, 17, and 18, because he actually has a few pairs and wears them and talks highly of them and says, Big John, we have to get them on the show. And I said, all right, well, let's get them on the show. And I want to bring in my next guest. He is Paul Cronin from Lacoste. And Paul, welcome into Big's Golf Talk, my friend.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Now, Billy spoke highly of a certain garment that you guys have out. And I just have this one question. How much different is golf underwear to regular underwear?
Well, he's probably raving about our athletic mesh program. It comes with ultra dry technology on it. And so if he's a terrific golfer, he's probably out there in some extreme conditions, high temperatures and humidity, and our Lacoste underwear is keeping him cool and dry. And that has been the feedback across the board from our customers, that they love the comfort. It keeps them cool and dry, and it's a lot different than playing around a golf in cotton underwear. You know, playing around of golf in cotton underwear after the first nine, you could go into the and take a break and say, listen, I want to get some fresh underwear on because I'm wet out here. So our underwear breathes and it's cool, and we do it in a lot of great Lacoste colors, and it's been very well received at retail. We get a lot of favorable feedback about it.
Let's back up a little bit, because underwear is not the main brand or main product that you guys put out, but let's talk about where Lacoste came from and talk about the brand itself and how it came about.
Sure. So it's a rich 80-year history. Rene Lacoste was a tennis champion, winning the French Open twice in, I believe it was 27 and 29. He then came to the United States and won the U.S. Open, and that's only part of the story. His wife actually was a golf pro. So throughout the family, they've obviously had a rich heritage of sports. So right around the time frame between 1927 and 1933, they started coming up with some ideas about launching an apparel company, and that's really where it really got all started. And the whole idea of the Croc really came from the tenacious way he would play. He played the back baseline, and he always attacked the ball like a crocodile, and so that's really how he got. How it got known. And he flew over to the U.S. For one tournament. I think it was somewhere in one of the New England states. And he was admiring a piece of luggage that happened to be a crocodile piece of luggage in a shop. And so his coach said, go out and win the tournament today, and I'll buy the bag for you. And he played that day tenaciously like a croc, won that tournament. And on the way home, he bought the luggage, and then basically the Croc was born.
Now, you guys do have a certain golf line out there, but you also have apparel for women, kids, you have shoes, you have accessories. So you have a wide variety to choose from under that brand, don't you?
Yeah, and actually, if we look at the Lacoste brand, so there's the whole lifestyle sportswear brand, for both men and women, but then even within that, there's a subsection of Lacoste Sport. and whether the person is in the sport of living or actually participating in the sport, we make great technical product there in apparel, and certainly now following it, where our real expertise is in underwear, we're really giving the customer a reason to purchase, and it all really ties back to the rich heritage of Lacoste. So we take the codes of color very, very seriously. I mean, the key shirt that you're talking about, the polo, is called the L1212 Polo, and kind of that name came about because Rene and his partners went through 11 different iterations before they came up with the key polo back in the late 20s. And I think today it's offered in something like 50 to 53 different colors. So you're going to see the whole entire gamut. And we're in the process this spring of launching the L1212 Piqué underwear. And finally, coming out with an undergarment that stands up to that great heritage that the shirt, you know, the umbrella that we play underneath. So it's been exciting. And we had a tremendous amount of fun with hooking up with the right colors that go back to the shirts that really in the French spirit of the brand. So it's been great. And the response from customers has been great. So we're looking forward to some great sell-throughs at retail.
Lacoste is sponsoring the President's Cup this summer at Liberty Park. You guys got to be pretty excited about that.
Absolutely, and we're working with them right now in terms of how we will showcase our product there. Those plans have not been fully detailed out yet, but we had an unbelievable weekend this past weekend down in Miami at the Miami Open. We were also a sponsor there for a huge tennis tournament that got a lot of reviews online and also on TV, and it's just great to be associated with such a great brand that that the consumer really receives wholeheartedly and very open to.
Talk about a little bit between the performance features that you guys offer for the golfers that maybe no other company may offer.
Unlike true athletic brands, and there's some great ones out there, you know, Adidas comes to mind, and Under Armour, and they're really, and Nike, and they're really about working out and doing the physical activity. What we try to do as a lifestyle brand is give the customer options who may be doing it on court, or he may be doing it off court. So our guy is going to be comfortable in our underwear if he's running to get pizza for the family and the kids after work, or if he's running to the gym. But it's not specifically gym wear or activity wear where a guy's not going to feel comfortable behind a desk at work, you know, or you know, running errands or whatever. So it's very versatile, and it's not all about synthetics that you feel like you should be doing some sport activity and then you can't wait to get into comfortable underwear afterwards. One of our ranges is cotton stretch. We put about 5% stretch into it, and the recovery is unbelievable. It takes color well, looks right, feels like Lacoste, and the customer's snapping it up in 2 and 3 packs that we have out at retail right now. So that's kind of what the difference is. And you know, the underwear business here, certainly in the United States, a very big business, about $4 billion, not growing in a big way. But where it is growing is where people can get into new underwear that's different than what they've worn in the past. So that's kind of what we add. And like I said, we've got this new ultra dry technology that we put onto our sport underwear to keep guys warm and relaxed. And whether you're running to the office or actually going out and playing around to golf, you're going to be very, very comfortable.
And finally, how can people find out more information about Lacoste?
Well, in our entire full collections are at the best department stores here in the United States. And I'm really talking about Bloomingdale's, Macy's, Nordstrom's, great stores like Lord & Taylor. And you can find it also on their websites, Macy's.com, LordandTaylor.com. And then we have the full collection at Amazon.com. So I'm not sure if any of your listeners have Prime shipping, but our full collection is out there at Amazon.com. It's at Zappos.com. Full descriptions of what you're getting into, great values, and really, really comfortable product.
Lacoste, life is a beautiful sport. Paul Cronin, thank you so much for joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk. Any final thoughts for the golfers and listeners out there about Lacoste?
No, I think it's all about having fun. And a friend of mine once said to me, and I thought he was being funny, he goes, yeah, I don't play that much, but I do get out there every once in a while. He goes, Paul, one line of advice I'll give you, hit him straight.
Paul Cronin, thank you so much, my friend. We wish you guys nothing but the best of luck at Lacoste.
All right, John. Thank you so much for having me again.
That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22 Design, Illustration, Photography, and Golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. Bull's Eye Sports. You want to talk about fashion and design? You must check them out. Brand new sponsor here on Biggs Golf Talk, BullsEyeSports.net. That's B-U-L-L-Z-I, the letter I, sports.net. Ready putt. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Rucket Sports. Improve your game today with Rucket Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk.
It's Saturday morning. Here I come. Play golf. It'll turn you lazy. Play golf. It'll make you crazy. Something strange happens to your brain when you take a big swing at that little white ball. It don't matter if we win or lose. Either birdie par or double bogey too. The boys are calling so.
Shine, Arnold.
In-laws are coming over. We're gonna play golf. The smoke alarm's beeping. We're gonna play golf. Forecast is calling for all kinds of rain. Preacher man says we ought to be ashamed. The Lord have mercy, y'all.
That come from
play golf. It'll turn you lazy. Play golf. It'll make